Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol yeh b'dvaro.
Have a wonderful daf yomi. Margaret Shia, Rabbi Kanner, came into my office this morning. I was discussing in today's daf chisuri mechsura. A lot of different pshatim to chisuri mechsura. We know that oftentimes in Shas we encounter chisuri mechsura, which beckons the question. What do you mean? Rebbe was masada the Mishnayis. He left out the words. How can he go in and say he left out words? And ain't a chanami. If you look at the those who write the Chakronisha pieces, for example, and his mobile the Safras of Talmud, Malamed writes, page 39, Kolomer Yishkan Hashmoto L'Shem Kitzer. Avram Korman, a mobile the Mishnah, page 121 as well. And the easiest way out is just to say, Rebbe wanted to be Makatsu, the Sig in the beginning of Sochem Nav, Kimom Al, Lolom Yishodom Atamino, Derek Kitzara, brevity at its best, let's be as succinct as possible, so let's go and cut out words. And that's the easiest way out. But the Lamaisa, that can't be the pshat. Our Rebbe is coming, Loba El Lafarish. He's coming to be Mafarish, the Inyanim of the Mishnah, to tell me that Bekavona he left something out. Eich ef shola hasberkach. How can we understand? You can't tell me that Rebbe Bekavona actually wanted to leave out the words. So there has to be something else going on. Now, the truth is the Shla, HaKodesh does write, it's brought in the name of the Vilna Gaon as well, that Avada is a level of pshat in a Mishnah, even without a Chisuri. Mechsura. The Hainu, when we get to the Gemara, and a Chanami, when we get to the Gemara, we do find that the Gemara is bothered. How can we make sense of this Mishnah? Ela chisur mechsura v'achikatani. Sometimes we find a hachikamar, that's really in the Mishnah. Chisur mechsura conveys, as Rav Yitzhak Kampaton writes in Darkei Gemara, it conveys that something's mamish missing. So what do you mean something's missing? Why wouldn't it be there? So we leave it to the Gemara to fill in the blanks. The Rashbam even writes in Bava Masur Kuflam Dalad Amin Aleph, when we have the Sukkah, the same parallel Sukkah we have about Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh and Sukkah Chalches Amin Aleph, Amru Olav Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh Shlohiniach Mikro Mishnah Gemara Halacha Sagodis. He knew everything. Kotar Kula on his fingertips. That's why the Gro writes in Panini Mishulchan Agro at the end of the Sefer and the Indian of Siyam writes to Vilna Gaon. And why in the Gemara Brachas Tav Chav Chesem and Beis when Yochanan Metzakeh passed away, they referred to him by three choice appellations, three titles: Nei Yisrael Amud Hayimini and Potash Achozog. We mentioned many times. The Vilna Gaon says, "What do you mean Amud Hayimini? Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh was the right pillar." Explains the Gro when you finish the entire Torah Shavach Sav. And all of the Zosa Brocha now comes to a close. You have all of the Torah on the right pillar. You have the Shnei Amudim, the two Atzichayim. You have the Omer HaYemini. When you finish Kol Torah Kula, Torah Shemach Sav, all the Torah is on the right. Of the Vilna Gaon. That's why they referred to him as Omer HaYemini, because he knew everything. See, he knew Mamish Kol Torah Kula with Mikra Mishnah Gemara. What's Gemara? Writes the Rashbam, Svaras HaMishnayis Kein Shonim HaFarshan Aleyen Lo Shonim V'chulei Chisuri Mechsar V'chulei. Gemara is all about coming out to fill in the blanks to give the Svara of the Tanon, the different Shittas in the Mishnah, and that of course includes Chisuri Mechsara. So we have to darshan it up. But why didn't Rebbe just give us the words? Why do we need to leave it up to the Gemara? I understand when you want to flesh things out and you want to ask hashes in the different Shittas in a Sugya. We need the Gemara, but to go to tell me Chisuri Mechsara, that's part and parcel of the Gemara, because I need to be Mafarish. Rebbe, just give us the words. It needs to be here. So before we get to perhaps some of the more famous answers, and we have to start with a beloved Rav Shimshon Mashtapolya. So let's go to the Kabbalah. A part of the Remez is brought down by Tamidi Hagro as well. Now, don't want to pass a in the name of the Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. But listen to Rav Shimshon Mashtapolya, Nitzutzi Shamshon Daf Kufyud Beis. It's the Horus of Shimshon Mashtapolya taking from Kisveyad. This one is on Shir Shir Perak Zayin Posek Beis, where Shlomo Melech writes, Chamuke Yerechayach Kemo Chalom Masa Yedeyuman. Chamuke Yerechayach. What does that mean? Writes of Shimshon, Chamuke is Rosh Tevis, Chisurei Mechsara V'Ochi Ketani. How many Chisurei Mechsara V'Ochi Ketanis do we have? Chamuke Yerechayich, Yuri Yerech. What's a Yerech? A thigh. Yerech, Gematria, Yud Rei Shchav, Gematria 230. There are 230 Chisurei Mechsaras, Chamuke, Chisurei Mechsara V'Ochi Ketani. Gematria Yerech, there are 230 hidden things in the Mishnah, now the Magia points out, Tzarech Iyun, Shelfaneinu B'Shas, we only have 99 Chisur Metzus. For anyone who has finished in Chazer, the 11 folio pages of Shas Mavli, you count it up without your computers, there are only 99 Chisur Metzuras. Say Yesh Lomar, there are many times the Gemara answers, Tani Kach Lekach, sometimes Hachi Perusha, Hachi Kamer B'chule. If you add all those in Yanim up, well, we have to Kilu substitute word, poo new words into a Mishnah. That's included, Gamachia 230. Now what's the pshat? Why? He says, so nifla. It doesn't mean the Mishnah Tana left out. Now again, we just said in the name of the Shul and the Gra, as a way to understand the Mishnah, even with the missing words, there are many different levels of pshat. There's the one, the pshat, the miluli, the literal basic understanding. But even in pshat, there are many different mahalchim. Parenthetically, we mentioned in the past that Chernobyl Rebbe writes in the Moranayim, even the word pshat means what? Lahavshit. If you're mashit the or of a behema, you skin the hides of an animal. What does that do? It means you're taking away the outermost layer and you're revealing an inner layer. Zok the Heilige Chernobyl of the Moranayim and his likutim in the back of Moranayim al Atayr, even the pshat, to get to the pshat, you need to peel away different layers. You need to go and peel away a veneer after veneer, camouflage, and only then, when you're mafshit the ore, and you take away superficial layers, then and only then can you get to the pshat. Like many say, when you start out learning, you get to one level of pshat, then you become a bigger lamb, then you get to another level of pshat. A bigger lamb, then another. When you become the biggest lamb, then you realize that the first pshat that came to mind was talking to the Emistik pshat. I'll go upon him. There are many ways of understanding, even if you read the Mishnah without the words. But why did he leave out the words? Zogter of Shimshon al pi Kabbalah. It's a so nifla vadel. Rebbe didn't, with intent, leave out the words. Zaino. M.K. Mike Sava Rebbe. Shlo Sidar Mishnah Bezenya now Safa. Loba listo mele lafarish. He wants to go on to be mafarish. How can we go ahead and say pshat? Ha'inyan. Kol ha-mishnayis. Shemus ha-kodesh. All the Mishnayis are actually different names. Tzirufe Shemus of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Why? We have different tzirufei shemus, and he gives an example from Shabbos Kufav Amud Beis. Yoshev Hasheni Malu Hasheni Chayev Rashi Tevis Yud Kei Vav Kei Haregilo Inayim Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rashi Tevis. We have so many different configurations of all the various shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was Masader Al Pi Kabbalah Rebbe. Now remember, who is Rebbe? Rebbe is, we mentioned many times, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rav Yehuda Nasi, the Megala Mukis writes in Ofen Peches, and we mentioned that it's born already in the Stechemet of Tzadok and others talk about HaNasi Rosh HaTevis Nishmoso She Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we know, the Arizal, the Kutei Torah Parsha Vayichi, and Pergamum Aleph Shar Gagulim, Yaakov Avinu was Nisgagul as Rabbi Akiva. Yaakov was the Avot Torah Shor per Rabbi Akiva. Menachos 29b was Dorish Chila Tilum, thousands and thousands of alokas from the Tag and Alpi Kambola. He was extracting millions of alokas from the crowns adorning the letters in the Torah. He's Nisgagul as Rabbi. Of course, Rabbi's holding in Kambola. He's a Gilgul of Rabbi Akiva. He's holding deep in Kambola. The Gemara says, the Kutte Hashas, the Rizal, the Yenakadusha Mishamesh, the Yenasota Mishamesh, Rabbi Akiva, Nolan Rabbi. He was a Gilgul. Samadhi, he was putting together the Mishnayos with various configurations of Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had no choice of Toshusha to be Masada the Mishnayos this way, so that Alpi Kabbalah it all stems and you can follow the sequence of the different Shemus. He had to drop some words. He had to drop some words, even though it was Nechzera. Huskak Rebbe Lasada Kach. He had no choice but to be Masada the Mishnayos in the way he did. Kechein Seder HaShemus Sol Hashem Lireyov. And that's why in the Mishnah, we have to go ahead and fill in the words. And that's why Moritz says, my cotton to Zayin am an olive, a chamuki yerachach, my yerach beseser, just like the thigh is hidden, after Reit Torah has to be beseser. So it was Dafka Rebbe who was gozer. Shalo yeshonu latamid b'shuk. Why? Because the Reit Torah has to be beseser. It's all sowed. You can't just learn about Nigla. You have to learn about Nistar. And in Nistar, it's compiled of so many configurations of Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's chamuki yerachach, just like the yerach is beseser, is hidden. We have chamuki, chisuri, mechsev, achi, ketani, gamachi, 230 cases where things were chaser, but we had no choice because it's all about the Tzurufei Shemus. Halamaisa, we don't have too much time. There are a lot of other Perushim and Chesari Mechzara. We've discussed in the past, Rav Polim, the son of the Gra, And the name of the Vilna Gaon, he writes in the name of his father and his Rav Polim and Rodo Sheikh Hazal, that Be'emes Rebbe Bedavka left out these words. Why? He was Masader, and an open that in one deeper we would have the Nichlo, many Ikram, and many Sforis, Bekitzer, Losh, and Hainu. From the way that he set up and wrote the mission in such a fashion, we could actually infer and deduce additional halachas that we couldn't necessarily have deduced had it been left out. In addition, writes Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, and I've done it about the Shulchan and Mitzvah Tulis Varetz, again, quoting his Rebbe, the Gra, a different Mahalach in the Gra, where the Gra said, if Rebbe, who often is only bringing down one sheet, the one opinion in the Mishnah, by setting up the Tana in such a way where oftentimes we'll have missing words, from that structure we'll be able to deduce what the Amad de Polig, what is Var Plukte Hel. Dahino, if I just present this one opinion with all the words, you won't figure out what the Nekudas HaMachlekes is. So if the Gra set it up in such a way, and I'll be Makatzer in an abbreviated fashion, I'll write it in such a way that you'll figure out what the dissenting view really held. So there are many different mahalchim, koponim. Let's finish with one of the more famous mahalchim, and that is what Rav David Cohen brings in his Sefer Gevul Yavetz. And Gevul Yavetz in the Chelek Aidi Dezutta Dav Kuf Tzadihe, he brings the Yesod in the name of the Ramchal and Das Vunis. We find it as well in Rav Hundus Pachad Yitzchak and Chanukah and Maimar Aleph and Oz Gimel, B'shem Harunu Rabbaseinu. See, you name a chorus in the back. Who is he referring to? I and Divrei Arashash and the Sefer Nesivos Olam on the Brais Alam and Beis Midas, Daf Kuf Yad Aleph. Listen to Rav Hundus Loshen in Maimar Aleph, Chanukah, Pachad Yitzchak, and Oz Gimel. We find, and we have the Gemara Tumur Yadal on our base. We know that Rebbe darshaned Eis Laso Shoshana Feretor Sacha. Tell me, Kuf Yates, Moshe Kuf Chavav. And there was a time, Rachmona Letzlan, Yidin forgetting the Torah. So what did Rebbe come up with? Since people are forgetting, Eis Laso Shoshem, Heifa will be made for the Torah. We have the Sugi and Gitan, Nav Samacham and base. That Dvorm Shebech Sav, Lo Yochel Amar Vapel, Dvorm Shepel, Lo Yochel Enem Sav. How could he violate it? He darshaned Eis Laso Shoshem, Heferetor Sacha. And he put down the Mishnah, put it into writing, which is why Rav Ruvi Magolias writes in Yisoda Mishnah Mechasa, Gemara at the end of Ksuvus, fascinating Gemara. At the end of the Gemara, and Ksuvus Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph Rebbe is Nifter, and he raises his hand, Zokov Etzat, Bois of Amal, and he says, Eivishter, I didn't get Meolam Nan Anesi, I never got Hana from your world, even though he had all the culinary delights adorning his table. We know that he never ate them, he had them there for his guests, but why did he have to emphasize raising his fingers? Zokov Megolias, because what did he use these precious fingers for? He used his sacred fingers to write down the Mishnah. Eiz Hashem, he wanted to emphasize, Eivishter, I didn't use these fingers to eat my food. I spent my time writing down all the teachings of the sages, writing down Chazals, and putting together the compilation, the canonization of all the Mishnaic writings and teachings. So a Mela, hey, Darshan, we have to put it into writing. But what? If you put everything into writing, you run into trouble. And what happens, and this is one of the issues that people are concerned about, some people are at school Gemara. If you make the Gemara too clear, people say, I don't need a Rebbe anymore. I don't need a Magid Shir. I don't need to go to Rebbe. I don't need a Messiah. And you start translating all the Sforim into English, and you make it readily accessible to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. People start drawing their own conclusions. They say they don't need a Rebbe. They don't need to attach themselves to a Messiah. So Rebbe Vedavka left words out to let you know, I'm not spoon-feeding you. I'm not giving you everything. Harum Rasinu Bazek, Higam Lachash, Shehuchuk Sivoso Shatora Shapet, Umishum Eis Laslos, Huchruchu Lakosu Lasoju Laksiva, and now we were compelled to commit it to paper. Mikomokom, still in all, Hishira Mashir Yadua Kidvarm Shapet, Gam Lachashanechtabu. Even after they took on written form, he Bedavka wanted to have the Torah Shapet remain in its surah that would be like Dvarm Shapet. Why? But they Shigamak Savi and Iskaklis Yuashalapet. That even the reward, you need a Rebbe to explain it to you. You need a Rebbe, a Messiah, God from his Rebbe, who could fill in the blanks. The sof lo tamad aksiva bim koma shala kabola mi pelozin. And he'll never fully take over the role that you need to hear a Rebbe. You need to have a Messiah. Moshe kiva torah mesina and mesor li yeshu yeshu is a Canaan. It's got to be an oral Torah, so to preserve it, in order to keep it that way, there were things Bedavka left out. Why these things and not other things? So then we could already bring in Rashim Shunash to Polya, Pisod, Rechuli. There's plenty to talk about. In his Patterns and Time, Pnei Yitzchak, Ramat Swaimer writes, page 21 of Rosh Hashanah, the essential Torah is Vapeh. It must not be written down, locked into specifics, which destroy the whole. Every generation is faced with an infinity of possibilities, new conditions it must meet on the basis of the totality of Torah. Its leaders drawing on a vision and insight based on far more than any conceivable list of specific information. But what can we do? Rebbe understood there came a point when the survival of Torah demanded that the central themes be written down. How were Chazal able to make sure that the essential intuition, the infinite vision, would not be lost within written specific information? By selecting the information in a way that allows our minds and memories to fill in the blanks, creating a totality so that the specifics can be understood in relationship to the whole, allowing us to grasp a pattern. And you need a Rebbe to help fill in the blanks to preserve the authenticity and the original tzura and intent of Torah Shopem, and that it's all going to be part of the Messiah. Then, of course, as we close, we have the famous Tosfos in Megillah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and that you have to learn with a niggun, because Hashonah B'lo Zimra Zok Demali Yatosfos, Hayiragil and Lishnas HaMishnayis B'Zimra, the Chochmei Chazal were oftentimes learning with a niggun. Why would be Shai Yishonah Nosan Alpeh? Hayidei Kach, Hayidus Kom Yosei, they would go ahead and put it to a niggun so that they would remember their learning. Along comes the Tefers Yisrael and his Perish on Mishnayis Erchen, Pregdal and Mishnah Aleph. He says, that's another Hesmer and Chisori Mechsura. Why did Rebbe leave out these words? Because if you were a Tana and you were trying to memorize ideas in a Mishnah, and you were the Amaram and you tried putting it to a niggun, sometimes it didn't rhyme, it didn't shtim with the niggun, you put it to a Gevaldige Shweki song, and you know, it just didn't make it, it didn't work through the end, so they had to drop some words to make it shtim. I had to go in and put it to a niggun. It's a big chinus, that's a special in Erchendal and Aleph, but I'll be the Tosis, they had to make it a niggun. That's why you have to be learning Bekol, Erevin and Gimlam Reis, Bro, you kicked the Talmud, it was learning Belechisha, silence, gotta be a Kol, it can't be Shira below Zimra. It's got to be Geshmak. You got to sing it with a niggun. So they used to put the words to a niggun. Sometimes they had no choice to drop some words at the end of a line. But Avada, we have so many other reasons. Alpi Kabbalah, Shushnash, Napoleon, Aramchal, Rashash, Rechule, the Vilna Gons, about 8-9 different Hezbeir to Chisur and Mechsur. And that's in a nutshell. Have a wonderful night. A great Shabbos Kodesh up ahead. Kodesh, please.
Amen. Inspire.